Now, I want to move on to somebody else who's been encouraging young women quite close to hand. And that is Mr. Jay Aho is with us right now. Jay is a senior manager, data analytics, and a business intelligence at Delphi. Jay, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks. Glad to be here.
Thanks even more for the work that you and some of your fellow members of SIM. Now, like, give me the full rundown on what that stands for.
Society for Information Management.
And that is an organization that takes people like yourself or top management levels, people in information technology through business here in Detroit, and there's lots of you because of the big three being here in the car industries and many other things. You volunteer your time in this particular case for something very special called Camp Infinity, which happened just recently. Talk a little bit about Camp Infinity and the role of yourself and other volunteers in that.
Yeah, you bet. So Camp Infinity takes young ladies and gives them the opportunity to learn about the basics of software development and website development. And a number of the members from the local SIM chapter had a chance to hang out with these young ladies at lunchtime and just answer questions about careers in technology and learn a little bit about them.
What were some of the big questions that came up?
It was a variety of things. We talked a little bit about education and the benefits of that. And also, we talked a fair bit about pets, too, didn't we?
Pets as well. He's consulting, by the way, with the other part of the firm here. And that is his daughter, Hara Aho. Hara, thank you for coming here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, tell me a little bit about yourself. What grade are you in?
I'm in fifth grade going into sixth.
Fifth grade. Yeah, that's right. We just graduated. You're going into sixth grade. Is that middle school where you are now? Or is that... That is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're actually kind of moving... For some people, we'll be moving into middle school. So have you been involved and interested in technology for a long while?
I think it kind of started when I was younger, when my dad used to always go downstairs and do phone calls with people and work on his computer. And I just thought, like, his job is just to hang out and call people. That sounds really cool.
That's pretty much it.
I want to do that for a living.
And then,
Ed does that too, yeah.
And then we got into learning, me and my sister, because we would hang down there with him, we would learn more about different things he did on the computer.
Oh, really?
And then my dad, earlier, he told me about this camp that he had heard of called Camp Infinity. And I also heard that it was going to be on the campus of Detroit Mercy.
Oh, that's right.
Which
yeah.
I've kind of dreamed ever since I learned my mom went there.
Oh, really?
I've dreamed to go there.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I've also really always been interested in things like taking apart pens and putting them back together.
Ed, a kindred spirit here.
Well, she started out simple. Me, I always use the knife and the electrical outlet and toasters, so don't do that.
You can skip that stage, okay? Thank you very much, Har. Yeah. So you like taking things apart, don't you, huh?
Yeah, I think I really like to see how things work.
Oh, yeah.
And to see why things do what they
That's
do.
That's great. So you have this natural inquisitive spirit in the house, Jay.
Yeah, we always thought of her as the engineer of the crew. So
really?
Yeah, she definitely took a liking to it.
I love it. So what are the age of the girls who are in Camp Infinity?
I think it goes up through the eighth grade.
Okay.
And starts at, third grade? Is that too early? I might be wrong. Fifth grade?
Oh, it starts in fifth grade. Okay, yeah. So the grade you were in, and it goes up to eighth grade.
That makes sense.
And what is it intended to do? And you know, I'm going to bring somebody else who's here involved, because I think you were involved in helping with that. Tanya, yes. Who was one of our prize winners, Tanya Thomas. Tell us a little bit about Camp Infinity, then, because you have been involved in that, haven't you?
Actually, yes. Yeah. Thank you for that. When I was overseeing K-12 programs in my day a few years ago, we were just getting some of those programs started. And my very first inception getting involved with MCWT was actually washing tie-dyed T-shirts for the girls. You know, a very low-tech, very non-tech sort of thing. Washing and drying tie-dyed T-shirts for the girls. But in its inception at the very beginning at Lawrence Tech was some of our very first camps. And I myself, and we've had a host of instructors. I was also teaching flash programming for some of the girls. That was very, very, it garnered their interest a lot because they were able to make that moving media.
Yeah.
Which I thought would really appeal to them.
To see something happening. So, Hara, did you get a chance to do that? Did you do some programming so you saw things happening?
Well, for the fifth and sixth graders, you start at a basic level, which we did mm-hmm. making tables and making web pages.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got you. Okay, so it was web design. I got you.
And then mm-hmm. on the second half of the day, we made worlds using a virtual world creator, where you would put a character into a world, and you would usually, for us, we added maybe two or three, and you can make them do commands, like you can say, there's the name of a character, and then say or move.
Okay.
So you had to program them to do certain things.
Voice commands, Jay, then, that you were able, they were teaching them?
So all about logic, right?
Ah,
you know, if you take a look at the tool, years ago, we used to play around at home with a tool called Scratch, which was developed by MIT, and we made a game about, frogs and toads or something.
Me and my sister first worked on the frogs and toads one, where there was a toad and there was a frog.
Uh-huh.
And the frog would shoot, I think, slime, and the toad would shoot, warts.
Oh, but they shot something. Ooh.
And we would, basically it was about a minute of running around and trying to shoot each other.
It sounds like a great game. Got them interested in technology, though, didn't it, Jay?
Yeah,
it
definitely was one of the pieces of the puzzle. My wife and I have always talked about for our kids, so much of their learning is exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so the opportunity to actually expose them in a very tangible, hands-on way in something like Camp Infinity was just invaluable.
That's right. So this has been a passion of yours, hasn't it? Is it just that this is your career and you want to make sure your girls carry on in that? Or why is it? Why are you promoting this?
You know, I think that's certainly a big deal, but also the opportunity to give back. Sounds a little cliche, but certainly the opportunity to be a part of the SIM organization has been unbelievable for my career.
Mm-hmm.
The opportunities that I've been given throughout my career. And I think information technology is one of those industries that allows for growth in a very natural way. It allows somebody to come into an entry-level role and truly excel in so many different paths, whether it be very creative, very visual arts oriented, or far more scientific. You know, I work with my entire team at Delphi is far smarter than me. And when it comes down to understanding data and what it can do for a business and how that drives value, just the amazing things that happen, I look and I realize that we've got a real neat opportunity to give that back to a generation.
So. And you're doing that with your daughters. And Tanya, you were doing that with many other generations as well. So it's kind of nice to see you now getting the scholarship funds to be able to continue and expand that.
I am. I'm hoping to continue with that. I know one of the very big things that I'm a huge proponent for is really sort of evening the playing field and offering widening opportunities, access to educational opportunities across the board for folks. And so to be able to do that with, as I move on in my career and my accomplishments, to be able to, again, give that back and afford those opportunities to other people is really important.
It's kind of interesting, the spectrum that we have here. Hara, you're going into sixth grade, just beginning. We have Emily just graduated from high school, and then you, Tanya, are going on into grad school. Kind of neat to see all those different stages of people's development. What do you, what do you want to be when you grow up? What kind of things do you want to do when you grow up, Hara?
My mom always told me not to just focus on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a couple of different ideas. I kind of want to be an engineer for certain things like car enhancements.
Mm.
And then also, I think I want to be if it comes to it, I might want to be a teacher.
Oh, very important job, yeah.
And also, after walking around Dad's work, it seems kind of interesting to me now.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of opportunities there. Sounds like you got somebody coming up behind you there, Jay.
Yeah, I hope so.
Jay, I want to thank you and the other volunteers from the Society for Information Management. Ben Rabande, that's been around since 1969. We're going to have links to both that organization and to the Michigan Council of Women in Technology to find out more about Camp Infinity and some of the other things we've been talking about. Hara, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Fun talking to you, and the best to you, Jay. Thank you for paying back.
Our pleasure.
And paying it forward as well. And Tanya, to you for all the work that you've done.